This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
My feelings are always based on what I see every day and how hard they work and what they put into it. And I couldn't ask Drake to do more than what he's doing. He's trying, to understand exactly what we're doing. He's really trying to be as well versed as he can on what we know from the Raiders. Just looking forward to going out there and watching him play and seeing our entire group out there together.
That was Josh McDaniels, Patriots offensive coordinator, late last week in Foxborough, talking about his star pupil, his pupil, Drake May, trying to do what they're asking him to, trying to learn the offense, trying. I am no Rich Keefe. I am not a dork. But I believe the little Yoda man once said, do or do not, there is no try. Certainly not in the National Football League when you're a franchise quarterback. Drake May's trying?
Perhaps study less,
nope.
Study more,
nope.
Drake.
We're not doing that.
That's not a bad Yoda.
It's pretty bad,
That's
actually.
That's not bad.
He's trying? Is that good enough? Is that good enough that he's trying, or do I need him to actually?
I don't know.
Nope. Please stop trying. Do less, as they like to say. Be better. Anything that the liberals like to say.
Less is more.
Is it good enough to be trying in your second NFL season when you are the captain?
You had
starter?
The most yards from scrimmage of all human beings in college a couple of years ago. How can you go from an offensive wunderkind that lit the NFL draft on fire and had teams begging with you to trade up to now trying to figure out how to throw a pass?
Because he's thinking. That's just my whole theory.
Yes.
I think Drake May is the modern athletic, I just want to grip it and rip it, play ball. Yesterday, something I even praised him for early in the game, I think may be a bad thing. The Jalen Hurts slides. First time he scrambled to the right side, he's running. Oh, guy getting like within 3 yards, slide. Another one up the middle, guy getting within 3 yards, slide. Drake May wasn't doing that last year. And everybody's like, where's Drake May's athleticism? Where's his runs? Well, two reasons. I thought the offensive line was better. And for that reason, he wasn't running for his life quite as much as he was when he took over last year.
It wasn't perfect, but it was better.
Better. And therefore, he's not running for his life as much. And B, I think they've hammered into his head, protect yourself, slide, go down, don't get in harm's way, don't get hit. So I think that's one of those things that we need to keep an eye on. Is Drake May being constrained by the coaching and the offense, and do you need to let the stallion run? 617-779-7937.
Look at them phones.
Phone lines are lit up, so let's get to the listeners. Let's go to Justin in Washington. What's up, Justin?
Hey, gentlemen. I was hoping you could explain to me why Drake May looks like a chicken with his head cut off in the pocket instead of somebody that has, like, true presence like any of the elite quarterbacks have. And then my snarky comment here is, Mike Vrabel left Tennessee in massive dysfunction. So I don't think the Patriots have the best quarterback or head coach, even in the state of Massachusetts, with Dylan Lonergan and Bill O'Brien at BC.
Wow.
Thanks for the call, Justin.
Wow. Now, see, that will make someone or some people here at WEEI happy because we have we do the coaches show and we have a large contingent of BC fans here and BC alum. At the same time, if our professional football team doesn't have a better quarterback or better head coach than the college football team that attracts very small margins of attention, then we are porked, screwed, and tattooed blue.
Yeah, and as far as the in-the-pocket, pocket presence, chicken with his head cut off.
He's not a pocket passer.
No, it's also what we just... It's all so
Wait,
far.
Was that a real chicken?
So far, we've had a bad Yoda and a real chicken, and we're only 30 plus minutes into WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Monday. But no, he's thinking. I think think less. I think he needs to play,
yes.
And you need to weave the thinking in. But the, I mean, we've heard it ad nauseum from coaches over the years. The more you think, the slower you play. You lose athleticism. You're thinking too much. Play 100 miles an hour. And Drake May said it yesterday in his post-game press conference. There were times I just need to let it go. And that could be a run,
why
too.
Is he afraid? Well, now, why is he afraid to? Because he thinks he's going to get a tongue-lashing from Josh. Like, the
yes.
read here was this.
Because like everybody in the world is like, you can't throw interceptions. You can't make mistakes. You can't take hits. You can't do this. How about, aren't you a big believer in, like, positive reinforcement?
Correct.
Has anyone told him, throw the damn ball down the field. Run by people. Make plays. There's a reason we drafted you with the third pick in the draft. There's a reason you're our franchise
you're
quarterback.
You're faster than most of the guys that are chasing you out there in the field. You can throw it further than
do
anyone.
Do you think they ever tell Josh Allen to not do something?
He's also Josh Allen.
No, but you want Drake May to be on some pedestal of top five, top 10 quarterback, make plays, do what you do. I think they're breaking him. Like Baker Mayfield's an example. I think somewhere along the line in Cleveland and Carolina and L.A. and wherever the hell else.
Actually, L.A. was the beginning of his rebirth.
You broke one of the most confident men college football had ever seen. You know the guy that was doing the suck it thing and stabbing things and gesturing benches?
He planted the Oklahoma flag in the center of the horseshoe.
They
That's
broke
as cocky
him.
As it gets.
They
well,
broke
it did.
Him.
But then what happened was, see, you mentioned the L.A. thing. When he gets cut from Carolina and on a Thursday, basically on a Tuesday night, he gets flown into L.A. and he starts Thursday night, McVay rebuilt him.
Yes.
And then he told him, like, you know what? You're
you
special.
Can do this.
You're sexy. You can do this.
Gosh darn it. People like
he
you.
He threw, I think it was like a dime to Van Jefferson with 20 seconds left to win that game. Point being, then he went to Tampa Bay and now he's an elite quarterback.
And that's where we need to get Drake May to, where he's confident.
Tampa?
He's cocky. He's got swagger. Because I think Drake May
is
cocky. I think inherently Drake May in his soul is cocky. Did he look cocky yesterday? Was there a hint of cockiness on that football field?
No. And can I?
That's a problem.
Can I follow up with this?
You broke him.
There was a great question this morning.
The diamond is broken.
Any diamond can be broken. You always said a diamond couldn't be broken.
I know, and then the guy.
I think he's gotten a little slice of humble pie.
Oh,
yeah. Served I don't want with, humble pie.
Hey, you know what humble pie is best served with? Is Carolina barbecue sauce.
It sounds terrible. 617-779-7937.
It's a Belichick reference.
Let's go to Joe in the car.
Baby.
What's up, Joe?
What's up, guys? Yeah, Bob Kraft, the little snake. He's already thinking about his next head coach for next year. That little snake. And Josh McDaniels, don't tell Josh McDaniels that Brady's not over here. Like, Josh McDaniels needs to go away. That's my opinion. And the other thing, Fitzy, you said it. Like, the Dolphins, right? They got blown away. They looked bad last week. I mean, I wish they would play another team because you know the Dolphins are not going to play the way they played against the Colts. We already have a problem beating those guys in Miami. I mean, everybody was talking about this team, 8, 9, 10 wins. Well, wasn't yesterday one of those wins that we were counting on?
Yes, it was, Joe. Thanks for the call. That was absolutely
some.
No, that was a
Dub.
When I had them, road win or loss yesterday.
When I had them at 10-7,
no chance. Now.
They had
no chance,
zero chance.
That was a. I told you last week.
You're
going to
beat the Ravens in December.
Hinge game. This was a hingent game. However, you want to use that made up word.
It's a portmanteau.
If you wanted to get to the high end of the spectrum, guess who? You know what? Brian Hoyer. We're going to ask him. Is he still in the 8-11 range? I bet you now he's 8-10.
Brian, I have a great idea for a segment with Hoyer. Brian, how surprised were you the Patriots didn't look good Sunday?
We're not doing the house surprise game. We leave that for others.
Oh, well, who's doing that?
Just different shows, different interviews, different people.
I should listen more.
6-1-7-7-7-9-7-9-3-7. Let's go back-to-back Joes. Let's go to Joe and Melrose. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, very disappointing results yesterday. I mean, I think Patriots defense did a good job of getting some sacks and controlling the running game, but to give up 9 plays of 20-plus yards is pretty brutal. The points were okay, but I mean, it's just very disappointed in the offense's performance, particularly Drake May. Like, it, when you're up 10-7 at the half and you're getting the ball at the half, that's when you have to drive down and score a touchdown, put it as like a stake through the heart of the other team. And to like just not do that is very disappointing. Looks like the Raiders started blitzing in the second half, mm-hmm. and the Patriots either can't pick it up or their receivers can't uncover quick enough, and they don't have enough explosive playmakers to make you punish them for doing that. And I think that's what they're going to see the rest of the year is a lot more blitzing because you're supposed to blitz a young quarterback, and I hope Drake May is going to be able to like handle that in the future.
Thanks for the call, Joe. I love when callers stick to their subject line.
Yeah.
It said, very disappointed in the Patriots, and I think three different times in that conversation mm-hmm. he said, I was very disappointed
and
in
what they did. And he had salient points that pertained to both the game and took a nice little look towards the future.
Yeah.
I believe the team, as they continue to, you know, this is what, you know, they called it forged in Foxborough. So this is what they forged in the offseason.
I feel like this is bad steel or whatever. It's
yeah, no, this is yeah, this is a this
not
is
well
a,
forged.
A cheap knock. This is a cheap knockoff. That's yeah. what it felt like at first.
It's there, aluminum.
There isn't any chemistry yet because they are still getting to know each other. There's been so much turnover. And again, the big point here: Drake May doesn't know how to win yet. You want to know why? Because he hasn't won yet. He's 1-11 as a starter.
So you have to win to know how to win, but you can't win without knowing how to win.
Correct. It's like
how do you win?
You can't get this job without an agent. How do I get an agent? Well, you got to get an agent.
Yeah, this is
it's one of those.
We're
overanalyzing its tail.
I do think we are overanalyzing this. I do think we're getting too big picture-y before Drake May even gets to 16-17 games started. But I will say this: you know
this.
I was a massive Drake May fan coming out of college.
Oh my! You and Sean both.
Absolutely.
Get a room.
I'm starting to have questions, concerns. The NFL comes at you fast.
You sure that's not overanalyzing?
No, it isn't. Because history shows us: if you don't make the playoffs in the first 2 years, you're not really a franchise quarterback. Like it just doesn't happen.
Yeah,
like,
or even Mac Jones made it first year.
So, but go back 25 years. Everybody tells me, well, it took 3 or 4 years for Josh Allen, except he was in the playoffs.
He was in the playoffs his second year.
For a team that hadn't gone to the playoffs in like 20 years.
Again, people forget conveniently that he was not very good the first half of the 2019 season, his second year in the NFL. And then, halfway through that season, Daboll unlocked the Josh Allen that has now become a dominant force and a Hall of Famer and hope, and maybe one day a Super Bowl champion.
And that's all a possibility with Drake May. But if you're not reassessing your expectations for Drake May at this point, you're stronger willed than I am. Because I just look at what he's done and what his growth has been and has uh-huh. not been in certain areas, and you have to at least pause. And not the usual way we use pause, just to pause to analyze what you're seeing, the information presented to you, because it is what it is. Like, not to steal Bill Belichick's line.
It is what it is.
Robert's
Thank
line.
Thank you, Mr. K.
Anyone else's line. That was harsh earlier. Snake twice in one sentence.
Yeah. People are out on May, people out on Vrabel, people out on
everybody
ownership.
Wants to run everybody out of town. Do we want to push the reset button already?
Let me ask you this.
Because I don't.
As we go to break.
Although I like the Sellers kid out of South Carolina.
He's not bad. He's athletic. There's a couple other guys I wouldn't mind enticing as a free agent. This morning, when Curtis got through his slightly shorter version of on the road of a question and actually asked Vrabel if he thought winning
tremendous.
Was...
tremendous.
My God.
Long question, good question.
Oh, not even. The Vrabel's response
long question,
to it was,
what did it mean?
Yeah, if you could just shorten it up there for me,
I
guy.
Really, that was a long question. Just, can you shorten it down for me?
Can you tell me I have a long ramp, Curtis? Andy, when he got to the ultimate question of, do you think winning is important to Drake May? Is that a winner?
Yeah.
And Vrabel's response, like, that's worth unpacking.
Yeah, we can get into that. Now, the one thing I do feel good about is Drake May's desire to win. It's his ability to win that I question, but we'll dig into that. Drake May and winning that seems to elude him. How does he get there? Does he really want to get there? How does Mike Vrabel get him there? 617-779-7937. Patriots lose 20-13 to the Raiders on opening day. We're breaking it down here on WEEI Afternoons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Are you concerned at all about how important it is for Drake May to win? Do you think it's the most important thing for him?
God, I hope so. I mean, I hope winning is as important for everybody, and I want the best from everybody. I want a competitive spirit, and if I don't see that, you know, then we'll have to make decisions and changes at every level. I don't see that. I think that he wants to be at times perfect, and I need to get past that. We all have to get past that. You need to be precise and not perfect. And if you make a mistake,
that was Mike Vrabel on the Greg Hill Show this morning. And Mike Vrabel joins the Greg Hill Show every Patriots Monday throughout the year, brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank, the leading financial option for New England businesses and the families that power them. Northeastern Savings Bank, upgrade to local, member DIF, FDIC. And that was an interesting question and answer from a guy who once said he would, well, cut off his junk to win a Super Bowl. Like, that's how invested he is on trying to win. And the question about Drake May and how invested he is in trying to win, wanting to win. And I do think there's something to be said. I've talked about this. Modern quarterbacks and the air about them, and do some of them want to accumulate stats more than they want to
make
win games?
Pro Bowls? See what they're, are they more concerned with, not to go down this bizarre Jetsian road, even though, well, the Jets put up 32 yesterday. But are they more concerned with their Madden ratings than their Canton bona fides?
And the guy that is a perfect example of that weird world and perceptions and realities is a guy that Drake May has been compared to at times, Justin Herbert, who has now gone, 5 years in the NFL with not doing a whole hell of a lot of winning, and people just saying, he's so good. Adam Schefter, 4 years ago, said, this guy's a Hall of Famer. He's going to Canton. And it was like, it felt so premature, and it was based totally on basically physical ability and stats, putting up good games.
Can I bet on whether he makes it though? I'd like to.
Okay,
I bet he does.
Well, and he might, but he wasn't going to do it if he never won a damn thing.
No, he's made it to the playoffs.
The guy before him was a great stats accumulator who won nothing. His name was Philip Rivers. Is he going to Canton?
Yes,
we'll see. We'll see.
I think so.
Because you know who's struggling? Eli Manning. We'll see if Eli Manning.
Well, because everyone knows Eli sneaky sucks.
But it's this balance of winning versus accumulating stats. And I do think it stems from the AAUification, for lack of a better word, that I always use, of the modern 7-on-7.
For those of us not in AAU athletics, that means.
Well, like the NBA world where they're all looking out for themselves. They're not trying to win games.
Gotcha.
They're trying to promote themselves, score points, get to the next better team, get to the college.
I'll get back to you, Coach, on what I needed to do to win Sunday. I have a meeting with my branding team at 3 to go over my new logo.
Signature shoe we're talking about here and those things.
I'm getting a sauce at Taco Bell.
That's the culture. That is the absolute culture. One guy that I think flies in the face of that culture is Jalen Hurts, and I think sometimes we struggle with it. I think Jalen Hurts just wants to win.
Yep.
He's a sourpuss, weird emotion, but I think he just wants to win. I truly think that Jalen Hurts is happy to complete 12 passes and win the game, whereas I think there's other guys that want to win the game, but they also kind of want to complete 27 passes for 330 yards to win the game. And where Drake May is on that, I'm not judging yet. But his coach just kind of acknowledged he better want to win, because if not, then I'm going to get somebody else in
here
who
does. How quickly into meeting somebody or working with somebody do you kind of get the idea this guy wants to win, or this guy has winning vibes, versus front runner, or I don't know if you know what I mean? The electricity, the personality, the warmth of a room.
I think early on you get a vibe, But in big sports, the money changes everything. And if you remember, Vrabel alluded to that this summer when he was talking about Gonzo. Mm-hmm. He was asked a question and he brought up like the balance between making the player money and an individual accomplishment and doing what's best for the team and doing what the team needs and kind of showing the player how those two worlds can blend together mm-hmm. in a working relationship. It's really no different for the quarterback, right? The quarterback, how do you want to win? They didn't run the ball yesterday. I thought they'd run the ball better yesterday, that kind of thing. You know, is it great that you threw it 46 times or whatever the hell? No, it isn't. Mike Vrabel said that. No, not a great way to play.
Would it make you feel any better if I told you that thus far, according to your favorite website, Pro Football Focus, the highest graded Patriot yesterday was also their most handsomely rewarded? Milton Williams.
Milton Williams was their highest rated player. Interesting. That's interesting.
How about that?
Yeah. I mean, I like it. I don't know if I would necessarily agree with it. Kayshon Booty did seem to do a pretty good job.
Yes, he did.
Feels
he
like
also
he graded high.
And also reminded everybody at his morning avails that he was going to be a first-round draft pick.
617-779-7937. Back to the phone lines. Let's go to Paul in Westfield. What's up, Paul?
Hey, good evening, gentlemen. How are you?
Good. What's up, Paul?
Hey, you bring up, I think, a key point that people forget. You know, when I was getting into high school, we had to get out and put a dime or a quarter in a phone booth and turn the wheel to get four-wheel drive, you know, 25 years ago. And when you bring up, are they more concerned about their image, advertising, and money, I would have to say to bring in a major element and then add the money, it's what they wrote plays about, you know, emotion and drama, Romeo and Juliet, Shakespeare. Of course it affects them. And that's when we find out who's the poser and who's the one that's been chosen. You know, the people who talk a good game and the people who can do a good game. And Drake sounds smart. And in fairness to him, it was one game. But there's two quick things I want to say about that game. There was two separate halves. And in the second half, you know, Carroll came out and had made adjustments. And but Joe said pass rushing and throwing them off bounds. You got to have countermeasures for that because he didn't stand a chance in the second half.
Thanks for the call, Paul. Sorry, I know you didn't get to round two, but call back again. We love your takes. Although I'm hoping this isn't a Shakespearean tragedy when it comes to.
Please use your time as efficiently as we can.
That's a great call, Stiz.
Well done.
Thank you, Coach Vrabel, for aligning with that. But
something is rotten in Denmark.
I do think this is an issue. I mean, the money and the motivation. Wasn't there a certain baseball player that was in this town that was as good a hitter as we've seen in about a decade? Mm-hmm. And he was awarded with a $300 million contract. Mm-hmm. And then somewhere along the line, the organization, including the manager, the chief of baseball operations, and the owner all realized, oh, this guy's not really committed to the Boston Red Sox.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes, oh, there was a time.
Like, that's a lesson you learn, and you have to learn it the hard way sometimes. When you hand somebody $300 million, I'm pretty sure that's called life-changing money, right? Like, perspectives change, right? So, like, Jaylen Brown. There were people that wondered how he'd react to his Supermax deal, and he went out, and he was awesome, and they helped win a title, right? Like, that, but you just never know until it happens. You try to project it. You think you, right? You just said, when you meet a guy, do you mm-hmm. know? Well, yeah, you think you know. But do you really know?
And then sometimes you need to have pancakes in Kansas City.
And then you say, this guy's not really a Boston Red Sox material.
And I'm going to get rid of that salary no matter how many Jordan Hickses I got to take on.
And you mentioned it that Drake May, you know, we'll find out how good he is, like the second half. Guess
what?
What
if he's just super?
We don't know. He doesn't know. Nobody knows.
What if he's just really, like, what if all the winning he did in high school and the winning he did early on in college.
Well, he never
just
really won in college.
Well, I mean, he.
Even he said, story of my career, we'd win a few games, and then the game we really need to win to be top 10, we'd lose.
Like 9-3, that feels pretty desirable right about now, considering the Patriots are, let's see, they are, 8-27 over their last two plus seasons.
But he wasn't a transformational talent.
No.
A lot of the other guys in his draft class transformed their organizations, right? Jaden Daniels won a national title.
All of you.
Penix took them onto the national stage. Bo Nix, national stage.
And you Drake May pump-up guys.
He was the
least, J.J. McCarthy.
He was the least winning of all the quarterbacks
that were
available.
And all y'all on the text line and the call-in and even you were like, J.J., why would you want J.J. McCarthy? Because he wins.
Yeah, so did Trevor Lawrence till he stopped.
And you know what? Trevor Lawrence is going to win all over again because he's got Duval.
617-779-7937. Breaking down a Patriots opening day loss, 20-13. Drake May, the present, the future. What is in store for your franchise quarterback? We'll continue to take your phone call, 617-779-7937. But up next, it's time for the three-point stance, and at 3:15, hopefully Marcus Jones. In my three-point stance, I'm going to tell you which superstar NFL player is actually underrated. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by StreetEasy.
What I miss most about New York City,
I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere.
I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.